fucking real dumb. I like Kaiser.
It's like, hold on. Do you prefer e-girls or i-ladies?
I-ladies nuts on your chin.
Sukhondi's nuts. The classic
D's nuts. It's also SawCon.
Yeah, SawCon.
You put it in all caps and you say there's a new convention in town.
God, SawCon's coming to Charleston.
Like, oh, you know, that guy's, he's from Suganda. Did you know he's Sukhondi's? Yeah. Excuse me, sir?
Sukhondi's nuts.
Fucking shit, dude. I haven't got...
That's so dumb. I got a buddy of mine I've been playing WoW with since vanilla, and to this day, he just won't let the D's nuts jokes go. Like, it's something to count on with him.
Well, they disappeared for a while, and then whatever that video was with that fucking dude, where he did that whole thing, where he was like, it was the guy with the big, the got him.
Oh, are you talking about that dude who did the snack video? Deets nuts?
No, it was, I can't remember what it was called, but essentially it was like, they're sitting on a couch, and the guy's not all quite there, and he's like, hey, Ma, something come for you in the mail. I was like, what was that? I was like, these nuts? And it's, got him! Have you never seen that?
No.
How have you never seen that? Because I remember that shit. It was a Vine. I don't know if you ever fucking did
one. Nah, I know. It's like part of social media I never messed with.
What social media do you fuck with? The kind with titties
Facebook
on
Facebook to find apartments. Reddit for pornography. And... Yeah, Reddit for a bunch of science stuff, too, actually. I like that I can customize my feed to contain both, like, serious, like, psychiatry and psychology
and
articles.
Poop jokes.
In addition to poop jokes and these nuts jokes and memes.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that snitch line they had? It was when COVID first, like, started. They had a snitch line to, like, tell on your neighbors if they're not, like, wearing masks and all that stuff. And within less than... Like 24 hours.
They shut it down.
They'd flooded the entire snitch like post site with Hitler memes and gay porn. And I mean like hardcore like gay porn.
Like
and
I'm just... talking that asshole is the size of Uganda.
Yeah, they just flooded it and they had to shut it down.
They did.
Like, serves them right.
Same thing happened with the was it the snitch line for the abortion stuff for Texas or whatever. That got flooded with a whole bunch of dumb shit.
Didn't you say there was a guy who was, like, every hour he was, like, posting, like, fake information on it to, like, mess them up?
I don't know. It's a good idea. You know that law exists because of a dumb fucking loophole? It essentially says that, you're allowed to sue private businesses and all that other... I don't know the legality of it, but what California did is, like, okay, we're going to do the same thing to gun manufacturers. I was like, ooh, that's dirty. I like playing that dirty. Like, law is such a fucking gross thing.
Fight fire with fire, man.
Yeah.
As people try to take the high ground, and it's like, buddy, that doesn't work in capitalism.
That's capital. I mean, fucking politics. Politics are disgusting.
Yeah, that's true. You're able to take some kind of stupid-ass position, and then have people willingly defend you with lots of money.
Yeah.
Because they slightly believe your interpretation of something. Honestly, the interpretation... diverges just like it does with fucking religion and shit. It's like somebody can just read something and be like, I think it goes this way.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
It's, you know, it's hard to believe.
Like, yeah.
There's a book full of metaphors and people can understand things differently.
Yeah.
Like, you ever read through Revelations?
Not in depth.
That shit's fucking wild.
There's some, dude, like, old metal bands get a lot of their stuff out of the Bible.
My favorite.
There's some hardcore shit in there. You hear it and you're like, God damn, that's metal as fuck.
What is it, fucking the book of Ezekiel where the guy's just like walking or something and he sees this thing in the sky and it describes all this wild shit and you're like, it's aliens. It's like the four-headed creature with like the wings covering its body and whatnot.
It's like one of the angels that has like a different face for...
I think
each,
so.
Each, like, I don't
it's
know,
like a cow, a lion, a cow, a lion, a person, and an eagle, I want to say.
I don't know.
And then you also have the wheel motherfuckers that are just the wheels with eyes. Those are my favorite.
Dude, I matched with this chick on Tinder, and she said she liked to read. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, what do you like to... I was reading a lot at the time. I was like, what do you like to read? And she's like,
what is it, mostly, what's the exact term for it? Mostly Christian literature. And I was like, oh, I read a lot of fiction too.
Ooh. How'd that go?
We didn't speak again.
I just stopped.
No, she lit me up and I was just like, alright, later. I was like, that was mean.
Yeah.
At the same time though, it's like she was like, oh, I'm like well read, and I'm like, I don't like, that's all you read though? Like, you gotta read a lot of different stuff to say you're like well read. Like, I don't know, like classic literature, stuff you would read in school.
A Hustle article.
Yeah, Hustler.
Sorry.
No, she hadn't read like any classics. Like, she hadn't read, I don't know, a lot of the stuff I would have read in high school. Like, we were talking about Of Mice and Men earlier. Like, she hadn't read that. Vonnegut. And read any Vonnegut. Like, one of his books is in, you have to read that in most high schools, at least back in the
up
day.
Up north, where you could read.
No, it was here in South Carolina. I'm trying to remember. Slaughterhouse-Five. It's probably his most popular book.
Oh, they heard of Animal Farm? Is that the guy who did that?
No, Animal Farm was the guy, George Orwell.
Yeah.
It was the guy who did 1984. Yeah. You ever read Animal Farm? Fucking pretty gnarly book, dude.
I checked out of most of high school. Especially English class.
I did too, but I was on Ritalin, so I was usually reading those books when I should have been paying attention because they were talking too slowly.
Wasn't Ritalin the one that caused seizures? Then they, like, why'd they pull that from the shelves? I remember fucking.
No, Ritalin's still out there.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, Ritalin was overprescribed. So it was like, they would go to the doctor and say, like, hey, my kid's acting out, this, that, and the other. And they're like, oh, he's got ADD, boom, Ritalin. Like, it was just that easy. And honestly, you can still go to a doctor as an adult and say, like, blah, 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 I was diagnosed when I was younger, and they won't look into it, and they'll, and maybe give you, like, a fucking battery of personality questions, but you mainly just say you have trouble paying attention, etc., and you can get an Adderall prescription, like, super easy.
I think the most fucked up one was, nope, lost it. I had something there, and it just escaped my memory.
No, Ritalin didn't cause seizures, but it made me just behave like a robot. Like, I would get stuff done, I could write very, very well, I could read very quickly, but in terms of, like, socializing and stuff, it was terrible. It wasn't until I got off of that in late middle school that I actually started, like, socializing.
I think they were planning on putting me on it for a while.
Well, I mean, our big thing was, okay, so ADHD does run in the family, but we had a really bad home situation, and kids act out, like, when that's going on. I'm not saying that's completely to blame, but it was just like, alright, well, we need to stop these problems from occurring. Nothing got fixed at home, but I got put on, like, 20 milligrams of Ritalin, like twice a day.
Well, it's the easy, just fix it. Something's wrong, here's a pill.
Yeah.
Give me money.
Well, I mean, when people go to the doctor, they're expecting you're paying for a service. You don't want them to tell you.
I don't get a hand job.
Yeah. You don't want them to tell you, like, the same boring shit you probably already know, which is diet and exercise.
Clean your house.
More vegetables than meat. Don't argue in front of the kid. Straighten out your personal affairs so your family isn't so fucked up. Like, nah, they want something when they go there, and the doctor, to keep business, might feel pressure to actually, like, write a prescription of some sort.
Ugh. I think the doctor my grandmother had was fucking awesome, because you look so pretty with your hair down.
You do house calls?
No, he didn't, but what he would do is, like, say she needed to get on a new medicine.
Yeah.
Well, he had patients that brought in that medicine, instead of her, like, straight up buying the prescription, like, here, try these first.
Yeah.
I don't think he was supposed to do that. I won't, you know, say who it was, but it's like, doctors that do that kind of shit have my respect.
Yeah, because, like, dude, there's so much shit that doctors have to put up with on a day-to-day that get in the way of them trying to help their patients. It's ridiculous. You know, like, my mother's a retired doctor, and, now, granted, when she worked on the Cherokee Reservation, a lot of them just had full insurance. Or at least partial, based on how much Cherokee blood they had in their family.
I'm 1/16.
1/16 would still get you something.
I think if it's my great-grandmother who was full-blooded Cherokee, that's 1/16, right?
Yeah, it was. Well, I don't think you could just call them and start getting a check. I don't think.
Come on now.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I don't think it would work that way. But yeah, she was able to just like, you know, a patient would come in and she'd be like, all right, we need to do this. And they could just proceed with it.
Yeah. And like the
insurance was not an issue. Yeah, but, you know, if you take like one of my family doctors, for example, all walks of life come in there and he might just be like, here's what needs to be done, but I can't help you further than that. You know what I mean? Like, and I did have a doctor for a while who would fudge numbers for insurance stuff.
That's nice.
Dude, they fucking hate insurance companies because it's usually the insurance company telling them what they can and can't do for their patient.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, this guy's sick, he needs this, this, and this. It's like, oh, well, he can only have this.
And yeah, but that doesn't fix it. Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, that, well, there you go. And then there's
well, we have this other plan that costs this much more.
Yeah, well, then he needs to pay us more monthly money. Like, fuck that. And then they're also pretty bad about paying for stuff like psychologists, counselors, any of that maintenance kind of stuff. Because you can't just see a psychologist once and be like, oh, I'm good. Like,
no,
you might need to see him for like a fucking year, you know, or longer than that, maybe 6 months, maybe get you over the hump.
Or maybe it's something you just gotta do once a month, you know?
Yeah. And they don't like paying for that.
No.
They would rather pay a psychiatrist to give you a 20-minute medication consultation and then put you on a drug, so then the pharmaceutical company gets the benefit as well as the insurance company. And those are the motherfuckers that dictate a lot of the policy. It's yep, really depressing. That's why
insulin shot up so much in price.
That's because of that one fucking dickbag bought the patent for it. Jacked up the EpiPen. The shit costs like less than $1 to produce, and he charges like $500 per EpiPen.
Yeah.
What he got roasted in front of Congress, but they didn't.
Legally, they can't do nothing. Like, he owns the patent. It's his thing. Which, he didn't make it. He just fucking found the patent and patented it.
Yeah, you know that, remember that motherfucker who, the one that basically started the whole controversy about, vaccines causing autism? So, he falsified a bunch of shit in that. But also, what he did before they published that paper is, so, it was the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, vaccine.
It's a vaccine, yeah.
He bought the patents for the measles vaccine, the mumps vaccine, and the rubella vaccine, just not combined. He bought the separate patents for those, so they put that paper out, so the sales for the MMR took a big shit, but the sales rose for all the other ones, because it was like, oh, this is okay as long as you get all these separate.
Yeah, just get vaccinated, man.
But he also lied about a whole bunch of the information in there. They just recently, probably last fucking 8-10 years, exonerated his co-author, because his co-author didn't want them to go forth with publishing, because he was like, dude, this is gonna cause like
issues.
He's like, these are inconclusive results, and they haven't been able to replicate them. They did the study on like a, I don't know, take their like 20 participants or whatever, make that like 50 fucking thousand kids tried it, never able to replicate.
Yeah, I mean,
did, but it started that whole controversy that people still hang on to now.
John Oliver did a thing about micro studies.
His full name, Oliver Clothesoff?
No.
All right.
No, he's like a kind of like the Daily Show type shit.
Oh, I know that dude. Little egghead looking motherfucker with the glasses. Yeah, he's very funny.
Yeah, but he did a whole thing on, it was like micro studies where they would take like 5 people, do a study, and then post this whole thing about, if you eat dark chocolate, you're more likely to be a psychopath. For fucking people on Facebook this year, and I hate that shit.
Yeah, and a big problem on Facebook and shit like that, too, is that people don't even read the article.
Yeah, you read
upvote it, and might mention that in some gossip later.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys hear? And it's like they didn't even read the shit.
Putting in butt plugs fixes night blindness? That was their original product. It was for night blindness. It was called an anal dilator. I learned this from a podcast called Fuckface.
That's very interesting.
Do you think, because he was talking about his mom did,
fixes night blindness,
his mom didn't understand what butt plugs were?
Yeah.
Do you think your mom knows?
I mean, honestly, with all her time being a doctor,
yeah,
probably learned that somehow.
Because every doctor,
my buddy, it was
one of my sister's boyfriends in high school, his dad was an ER doctor, and he would share stories at the dinner table. And like one time it was like they removed one of those big ass pickle jars from a dude's ass. And I'm talking like the larger than the number 10 can, like dill pickle jar that would be on the countertop at like your roadside fucking place.
Did it have pig's feet in it?
No. He didn't. Probably wasn't pickled pig's feet.
Putting jars in an ass ruined it for one guy. I don't know if you know that one or not.
He said what they have to do is they have to get the glass drill bit and they have to cut a hole in the back of it to break the vacuum, and then they can remove.
Ooh.
Yeah, then they can remove the fucking jar from the ass. But yeah, guy had a gigantic pickle jar stuck up in there.
I think one of my favorite things I heard at a hospital was a guy came in because he slipped and fell and a shampoo bottle went up his ass. And then he came in the next week.
Was he wearing roller skates too?
But came in the week next week again. The same thing happened. Could you believe it?
Oh, fucking!
Come on, sir.
David Tell bit. He's talking about. He's like, all right, this one time I sat on a cucumber. All right, I don't really know how it happened. He's like, there's two things you need. He's like, you need a pair of ice tongs and a friend who can keep a secret.
Oh, who is that comedian? He's like British. No, he's like Australian. Oh fuck! He has a whole bit of how he was in a hotel in another fucking state, and he got a vibrating egg stuck up in his ass, and he had to take chopsticks in there to try to fucking get it out because the string broke. It was like, I remember Jim Jeffries. Right. He had a whole bit where he bought a pocket pussy with a vibrating egg in it, and he broke it. And he's like, "What do you do then? Put the egg in your ass," and he did, and it got stuck. And when it came out, apparently it brought like a. Like 2 feet of stool behind it. And just in a hotel.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the egg busted open and there was candy inside of it.
That's what's in me right now. Why don't you talk to the Easter Bunny?
Oh, God. That would be such an Easter egg hunt. One of them's in your asshole.
Well, yeah, you know that's the story of Easter, right? Jesus put a little egg inside of every man. And I'm here to tell you, I found it.
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me to fucking blow Gabriel's trumpet. That's what they tell the nuns.
Is it?
Maybe. That was an old joke. No, there was an old joke about, like, he tells the nun, it's like he's got the key to heaven and she's got the lock. So he's been fucking the nun. And then she, like, tells one of the other sisters about it. And she's like, that son of a bitch. And I've been blowing Gabriel's trumpet all these years.
That's terrible. God. Yeah, that's good.
Every time I hear that's good, I think about